C-shaped bends. There's a kind of like two that I think are good. One is on the third string, right side, of course. We're in the key of C, so that's a third string, 15th fret, and you're gonna bend it up to the next note in that scale. Right. Make sure it goes right to that, so I'll play the good note. Yeah, and you're getting the hang of it. Good, we'll put vibrato on it sometime later. We'll combine techniques, but for now, just a clean bend. Good. The other bend I like is on the second string, right side of the fingering, so 16th fret. Make it sound like the next note, which is F. Good. So that's a very good exercise for you. Like, do it in your looper station where you actually play like the note you want to bend to. So you would go, let me just demonstrate that. It might sound kind of inane to just do one note into a looper, but you would go, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, and then you make yourself bend to it. Watch. Wait, just let me demonstrate.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get right to the bend and have it sound exactly like the note. It's actually not that easy. Mm-hmm. Do that for 10-20 minutes at a time, and your ear and your technique will get really good really quick. So I don't mean to gloss that over. Really, I should stop and make you do that, but I'm not going to right this minute. But great exercise. So those are the two bends in the C shape, the third string and the second string. So bend those. Yeah, fiddle around with those. Great, right?